edition of Rahatmu here on the Worst Collection Ever Feed. I am your host, Sean. Rahatmu stands for Random Selections of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition. And I'm going to be doing something from the Book of the Dead. I guess in particular, I'm going to be doing something from the same issue as Dorcas, who, by the way, there are quite a few people named Lemuel out there. I found that out. And a lot of them are doctors, which I find to be interesting. So it's definitely, maybe there was an inspiration there of the creator who put that together and everything. That he was like, you know what? No, it's a good doctor name, Lemuel. And Dorcas, I don't know where that came from, but it sounds silly, and I like it. But we talked about him before. Let's talk about somebody else. I'm not going to really waste any time right now because I'm recording this one right after the last one I just did. So let's go ahead and jump right into it and see who we get. Hopefully I don't get Dracula because I don't want to talk about Dracula. I just spent a whole bunch of time talking about Wasp, and that one almost destroyed me. So I'm hoping I get some Jabroni that I could talk about. I hope I get Hammer and Anvil. That would be kind of neat because this one goes from Destiny to Hobgoblin. So let's... okay. I guess we'll do Grim Reaper. Grim Reaper, of course. Wonder Man adjacent, because he is Wonder Man's brother. So I am on board with my boy here, Mr. Grim Reapers. So we'll talk about him. And here he is, standing here, holding his scythe hand. He looks awesome. I actually need to get more Grim Reaper action figures. I need to track those down because I like the way he looks. He looks great. He was drawn by Ian Aiken. I'm not familiar with that artist, actually. I wonder who what else he's done. But he's another Jersey boy. Second week in a row, we're talking about somebody from Jersey. Eric Williams. We'll do a picture here real quick. Let's talk about the pictures. Eric Williams, a.k.a. the Grim Reaper, standing here looking awesome. Lots of nice shading here. Got a nice gleam on that scythe hand. Then we also have his death, which I guess is just him jumping into a giant pit. Because we've got Wonder Man and Vision overlooking like this giant pit, and like Grim Reaper is like way down at the bottom. So you can see that. And then we've got one where he's taking his mask off. I guess he looks like Simon. He looks like an older Simon. I think he's the older brother. And then we got him doing something sweet with his scythe. He's shooting off a fireball. That's something he can do. And that's something you could do, I think, in the stupid Lego games or whatever. You can play as him, and he shoots out like electric blasts from his joints, and I think you can actually use him to do like lightning things that you have to do sometimes. So and then we have him, he's got what's her face, Wanda. He's got her by the, he's grabbing her, and he's got his scythe up there, and right underneath him is like Wonder Man and Vision on like slabs. And what appears to be, I know this isn't Man Thing, but it looks like Man Thing is hovering above Wonder Man here. I find that to be kind of weird. Then we got him shooting out electrical shocks, incapacitating Hawkeye and Giant Man. And he's wearing a really garish costume. I can't really see a whole lot of it, though, but I would like to see more of this because it's like a red helmet with the blood. He's got, he's got like these like joints that come out of his head. He's got like, but those are, instead of silver, those are black. He's got like green sleeves, like a fuchsia, like vest, like a blue cape. It's pretty garish. And then we got him using his scythe to chop up a whole bunch of metal. And we got a nice face shot of him. And then we got one of him giving it to Beast, knocking Beast over. So we are in good shape here with my boy Eric Williams, a.k.a. the Grim Reaper. Occupation, professional criminal. Identity, publicly known. Legal status, citizen of the United States with a criminal record. Other aliases, none. Place of birth, Paterson, New Jersey. That's what I said, another Jersey boy. Place of death, cave in Western New York. Western New York. A cave in Western United States. Marital status, single. Known relative, Sanford, father, deceased, mother, Martha. Oh, shit. Wonder Man, son of Martha. How about that? Simon Williams' brother, Vision brother, Wanda, a.k.a. Scarlet Witch, sister-in-law, Thomas and William nephews. So we're talking about Wanda's kids. Group affiliation, leader of the First Lethal Legion, former partner of the Space Phantom and leader with him of the New York City Fragment of Hydra, ally of Ultron, Necra, Black Talon 2, Goliath, and Manape, former member of the Magia. I thought he was a Master of Evil, too. Maybe that's later on. Base of Operations Mobile. First appearance, Avengers 52. Final appearance, Death, Vision, and Scarlet Witch, Volume 2, Number 2. End of Existence as a Zombie, The Vision and Scarlet Witch, Number 12. Now we get to his history. So let's find out what it was like to be Wonder Man's brother. This must be very, very exciting for me. And by very exciting, it's probably not that exciting, but I love Wonder Man. So I'm gonna be excited to talk about this. Eric Williams was the elder son of industrialist Sanford Williams. So technically he's Sanford and Son, who founded the highly successful firm Williams Manufacturing. Eric was highly athletic as a boy, while his brother Simon devoted himself to studies. Their father was a stern man who was never satisfied with the boys' achievements and even subjected them to beatings. Eric became a thief while he was still in his youth and harassed Simon for refusing to join him in committing crimes. But despite his attempts to corrupt him, Eric actually greatly admired his morally upright brother and came to regard him even saintly. Wow. Wonder Man, Saint Wonder Man. I guess we're dealing with here. Although Sanford Williams urged Eric to learn the business and eventually take it over, Eric refused, preferring to use his share of the family wealth for gambling. That's right, he spent it on hooker and beers. Hookers and beer. And also craps. Simon entered the father's business and eventually took over when the father died. At first, Simon was pretty successful, but then Tony Stark came along and started sunning him pretty hard with all their technological advances. And things were pretty dire for Williams Manufacturing. He came ahead and botched it up pretty good. But, you know, that's because Tony Stark was too good, man. How can you compete with Tony Stark? You know, I mean, that's the thing that a lot of people forget is that, like, Simon Williams is, like, even though he's just kind of, like, people see him as, like, a dopey actor type, you know, he's also, like, very smart and, like, creating weapons. And I feel like there's not a lot that I see. I mean, he's maybe just not a good businessman, but maybe he actually has, you know, ideas of how to run stuff, you know, in terms of, like, weapon building and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel like that's something that's never really explored because most of the time it's just like, hey, he's a movie star. So, yeah, well, there you go. Simon Williams turned to Eric for help. Now Eric was now a member of the Magia, aka he was connected to the mob. And he was using illicit tactics to attempt to force the government and other defense contractors to deal with Williams specifically. However, Eric's efforts proved to be unsuccessful despite despairing over his seeming inability to reverse his company's decline. Simon embezzled money from the company and was arrested for doing so. Eric refused to allow his brother's reputation to be besmirched, later convinced his mother and even the Avengers that he himself was a real embezzler and that Simon had taken the blame for him. So Grim Reaper was like, you know, he was like, hey, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man, which is also me because I have a scythe on my arm and I have one arm. Pending trial, Simon Williams was a chance. And he was basically approached by the Enchantress and Baron Zemo, and this was where they were like, hey, we can make you into Wonder Man, but, you know, you're going to die. And then he died and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually they took his brain patterns, Wonder Man's brain patterns, and used them to create the Vision. Or Hank Pym recorded Wonder Man's brain patterns, which were later used by the robot Ultron as the basic structure for the mind of the android Vision. The Avengers preserved Wonder Man's body in a specifically designed coffin. So he was nice and crisp. But we're not talking about Wonder Man here. We're talking about Eric Williams, who was a member of the Mafia in Las Vegas, investigating the circumstances of his brother's death. Eric held the Avengers responsible, as he probably should have, and vowed to avenge his Simon's death. Eric hired the criminal weaponer known as the Tinkerer to design and build a weapon with which he could combat the Avengers. And this is where he gets his scythe. He gets his outfit and everything like that. And he attacks the Avengers. He organized the first Lethal Legion with the Living Laser, the Man-Ape, and the original Power Man, and the Swordsman to help battle the Avengers. Grim Reaper knew that the Vision had been given Simon's brain patterns. The Reaper formed an alliance with the other dimensional Space Phantom, who claimed to have technological means of transferring a person's consciousness into another body. The Reaper attempted the Vision, who longed to be accepted as a human being, with the offer of transferring his consciousness into the still intact body of Wonder Man. But he essentially is Wonder Man already. I don't know why. So the brain patterns, like, what don't they, like, I don't understand anything about these brain patterns. Because do they, like, make, wouldn't they just make him basically Simon? Instead of just making him like a robot type of guy and wanting to be like, he's essentially like, he's getting like human memories implanted into his brain. So he should be acting more human and not as robot like, but apparently not. So blah, blah, blah. The Reaper told Vision that it was impossible to transfer his mind into a dead body. And that's what the Reaper really intended to do, because he was to transfer the Vision's consciousness into the body of his fellow Avenger Captain America if the Vision would not obstruct the Reaper and Phantom's plans to defeat the Avengers. Ah, okay, I see that. At this time, the Reaper believed that by transferring that mind into a human body, he would have effectively recreated his human brother. Vision pretended to agree, but then later turned against the Phantom and the Reaper. Together, the Space Phantom and the Grim Reaper headed into the New York City area of the headed. Okay, so all of a sudden now they're heading the Hydra. So they went from Mafia to Hydra, like just moved over to another organization. The Space Phantom now intended to destroy the Vision. When Grim Reaper objected, Space Phantom ordered Hydra assassins to kill the Reaper. The Vision then hurled himself before the Reaper, saving the Grim Reaper's life. After a battle, the Avengers and with the Avengers, the Space Phantom and his Hydra agents were defeated, and the Grim Reaper escaped. Later, the Grim Reaper hired the Black Talon, a master of voodoo, to resurrect Wonder Man as a zombie. The Grim Reaper sent Wonder Man to the Avengers to wreak havoc, but due to the unusual changes in Wonder Man's body caused by the process that gave him superhuman powers, Wonder Man eventually returned to his true state of life. That's just weird. You know, it's just like all of a sudden, because I like how they always say Wonder Man was not really dead. He was just in a death-like state, but he was dead. He should have been dead. He should have been a rotting corpse, but somehow they preserved his body. They just conveniently left him the way he was. And, you know, he turned out just fine. Grim Reaper later captured the Avengers and staged a trial to determine whether Vision or Wonder Man was his true brother. Why do you need a trial to do this? Why are you wasting the Avengers' time? I mean, don't you want to kill the Avengers? You don't need... I mean, I know you're capturing them, but, like, why are you keeping them around to, like, prove if your brother's alive? They don't know your brother. They only know your brother through Vision. why would they know your brother through him being Simon? They only knew Simon for a minute when they killed him or when they fought him. So in the course of the trial, the Reaper learned to his horror that Wonder Man was no longer a human according to his strict definition, to a strict definition of the term, due to the strange energies now filling his body. Nonetheless, the Reaper decided to execute the Vision. Wonder Man, however, prevented the Vision's destruction by defeating the Reaper in battle. Green Reaper decided that neither Wonder Man nor Vision was truly his brother, and that they were instead mockeries of Simon Williams, who both must be destroyed. The Reaper intended to kill both of them at a hospital, but was defeated by the Vision. Afterwards, the Grim Reaper gathered a new team of allies, including his new lover Necra, Black Talon, Ultron, Goliath, and Manape. That's a pretty hardy team right there, because you got Ultron, who is super powerful and super angry. Manape is your muscle. Necra does the necromancy and the sign and the voodoo, as does Black Talon. So you got yourself some black magic on your side, and Goliath is also another heavy. So I think that's a pretty balanced team. If you also got Grim Reaper here, you know, who's got technological abilities, that sounds like a good team. I'd like to join that team. Reaper subjected the dead body of criminal Brady Kent, Clark Kent, which resembled Simon Williams' own, to plastic surgery to make it look exactly like Simon, and had Black Talon resurrected as a zombie. The Reaper and his allies, captured Wonder Man and Vision, Scarlet Witch, and the West Coast Avengers. The Reaper's plan was to transfer the minds of Wonder Man and the Vision into a computer of Ultron's. The computer would determine what was common to both minds and delete the rest. What remained, the Reaper believed, would be the true consciousness of Simon Williams. Thus, the Reaper believed that he would finally restore his true brother to life. But the Reaper's plan failed, and his captives were freed. Wonder Man and the Vision confronted the Green Reaper in a subterranean cavern. There, Wonder Man forced the Green Reaper to recognize that it was he, Simon, who embezzled the money, and that the Vision was, in effect, Simon's twin brother. Realizing this, Wonder Man was indeed Simon, and that the Vision was more like Simon than the Reaper was. Wait, what? More like Simon than the Reaper was? But he was Eric. So why would he be more like Simon? The Reaper is Eric. The Reaper was torn by guilt over having wanted to kill Wonder Man. The Reaper ran away from the two of them and perhaps intentionally fell over the ledge to his death far below. Of course, he does come back. I don't know how he gets back. I'm assuming he finds something going on in a big cavern where he was in a death-like state and was resurrected. Okay, right. So, well, of course, duh. Because he was dead. His corporal body was dead, but then he became a zombie. But this was not the end of the Grim Reaper, for Necra later resurrected him as a zombie, using techniques that made him almost truly alive. The Grim Reaper did not remember he had died, and as long as he did not realize he was a zombie, he remained in a state of nearly full life that Necra had given him. The Reaper and Necra, accompanied by the zombie of Brady Kent. Wait. So they're still hanging out with the plastic surgery zombie. That's a weird crew. You know, it's like that'd be like hanging out with my brother, or somebody that looked like my brother. So that'd be like Samoa Joe. I kind of look at Samoa Joe as like my brother, but like he's like my Samoan brother. But if Samoa Joe had like blonde hair, it would be like me, Jen, and like Samoa Joe with blonde hair hanging out against my brother and the rest of his crew. Blah, blah, blah. Brady Kent left for the hospital in Inglewood, New Jersey. Inglewood, always up to no good. Inside which the Scarlet Witch was about to give birth to the presence of her husband. Before arriving there, Kent stole weapons from a sporting goods store. The proprietor shot the Reaper in the back without the Reaper being aware he did so. I think I need to read that issue. I think I have that, the Scarlet Witch, and I think I have that full run, the Vision and Scarlet Witch, because I got to see what this whole sports store robbery, like I just want to see a zombie plastic zombie Wonder Man stealing a lacrosse stick while Grim Reaper gets shot in the back, just being like, nah, man, that doesn't hurt. Wonder Man and Scarlet Witch's father, Magneto. Wonder Man? No. Quicksilver. Quicksilver's father is Magneto. What the hell, fact checkers? Confronted and fought the Reaper, Necra, and Kent outside the hospital, Wonder Man saw the bullet hole in the Reaper's back and told Magneto, who used Magneto's powers to cause the Reaper's scythe to cut the Reaper's own arm. Seeing no blood, the Reaper realized that he was a zombie. Furious at Necra, the Reaper nevertheless kissed her as he reverted to truly being a lifeless corpse. Height 6'4", weight 225. Lean and mean. Eyes blue, hair blonde, later gray. Strength level, Grim Reaper possessed the normal human strength of a man his height, age, and build who engaged in moderate regular exercise. Known superhuman powers, none, other than being a zombie. Weapons, Grim Reaper used a multi-purpose stainless steel scythe whose handle... basket fit over his right hand. See, it's weird though, because when you look at his hand, it always looks like his hand is being like, his hand was like cut off. You know, it doesn't look, the scythe on his right arm doesn't look longer than it should, at least the way it's drawn sometimes. The scythe, a 4-foot single-edged blade mounted on a 2-foot handle, had a number of offensive capabilities. Its major weapon was a power blaster mounted in the handle, which released a concussive ray of electric magnetic beam-guided low-density plasma. The maximum force of this blast was equivalent to 100 pounds of TNT, sufficient force to blow a 6-foot diameter hole in a 2-foot thick cinder block wall. This is something kind of neat. The handle of the scythe was also equipped with a miniature cerebral frequency generator that could induce a deep coma in any living being by jamming signal to be effective. The handle of the scythe had to be in contact with the victim. So he has to like touch that to your head. But wouldn't you, if you're just going to try to, you know, defeat somebody, you villains, you always have to knock people out, but you know, to defeat somebody, I mean, you just take the scythe and just hit him with it, you know, cut their head off, I guess. But I guess in this case, he wants you to go to sleep. He's going to literally put you to sleep. Blah, blah, blah. This handle had to be in contact with the victim. Blah, blah, blah. Reviving the victim from the coma. So you need him to also hit you with the same thing in order to revive you. I wonder if that's permanent. The handle also of the scythe contained a highly concentrated, fast-acting anesthetic vapor ejected by a jet of CO2 capable of rendering those who breathed it temporarily unconscious for up to 20 minutes within 5 seconds of exposure. So he's got tubes in that scythe. The scythe also contained an array of short-lived high-amperage batteries that powered a motor capable of rotating the 48-inch blade at 6,500 revolutions per minute, like a miniature helicopter rotor. He probably tried it out. So he would actually be pretty into the whole Petey Pablo helicopter song. You know, I feel like he would if he was down with the hip hop that Petey Pablo was dropping, he'd be able to jam with that and be in that video. I think that would be kind of neat. Shout out to Grim Reaper. Shout out to Petey Pablo. Shout out to the mid-2000s. Anyways, that's all I got to say about the Grim Reaper. Thanks for listening. I am glad to share this with you because I think Grim Reaper is kind of neat. He looks neat. I think he looks neat. I know his helmet looks stupid, but I think he looks neat. And that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean. Jen is at at Jen Stansfield. Find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Please send an email to the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. And, of course, find me on YouTube at AngryHero79. Check me out there doing stuff. And hopefully next week, we'll be back in the saddle with me and Jen doing comics. So hopefully you guys have been waiting around for that, and you guys will pick it back up where we left off. So once again, folks, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.